Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
I remember reading some research. It was earlier on this weekend. That in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, kids averaged about 2 miles autonomous distance. So 2 miles, let's call it maybe 3 kilometers, just to be safe. 3.2 kilometers, somewhere there, right? That means parents would allow their kids to roam for a distance of up to 3.5 kilometers or 3.2 kilometers just autonomously, unattended to. And that may seem like a lot. But when I was younger, for example, I used to have a cycle group. So we'd wake up in the morning during holidays. I'd get on my bike and I'd go get everybody else and they'd get on their bike and we would ride out the suburb. So maybe the equivalent of riding from here to, I don't know, Bryanston or Four Ways, right? So literally from Rosebank to Bryanston or Four Ways.
And that was
That's how far we would go.
Yeah.
And we'd be gone the whole day until we came back in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And that was normal. And the following day, we'd do the same as long as we were back before sunset.
Yeah, before the streetlights come on.
Yes.
Apollo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These days, I doubt you can do that.
No, you can't.
Never.
Now, you've got to tell me, has the world gotten worse?
It has. It has. There was a point where, as you say, we could just disappear. But now, when your child disappears, even in front of your eyes for 5 minutes, you get worried. Unfortunately, things such as even and your child taking an Uber, you can't always trust the Uber driver to take your kid home because we've heard of many stories of Ubers who, you know, Ubers and Bolts and whatever, who kidnap people. We can't just leave our kids because we've heard of human trafficking that happens even at malls. So it's no longer safe.
But that was happening back then as well.
But
I'll give
it
you
wasn't
two examples.
As prevalent,
hold
though.
On, I'll give you two examples. In 1992, at school, in primary school, Mr. Ferreira had this little phrase, stranger danger.
Stranger dangers, right? When they are.
And then I remember there was also a rumor of Imotewovu. People that grew up in Mlazi will tell you about Imotewovu. Everybody spoke about it. It was like just some folklore about Imotewovu that's taking kids. Mm-hmm. So these things always existed then.
But were they not more of warnings then than anything else? Whereas now, it's not necessarily just a warning. It could happen. Whereas back in the day of Pinky Pinky and some Tididi Sapo, we were just being warned about the possibilities of someone stealing you, the possibilities of somebody, you know, doing bad. Now you can't even trust an uncle.
To be honest, I think the same things were happening then and they still are. And the fact that you are now a parent and also you live a life where you can afford for your kid not to be out. A lot of kids I see roaming around in the township when I drive through a Vosloo. I was at a mall yesterday and I saw like 4 kids. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, wait, man, these are kids. These are 5, 4-year-olds just walking. So there are still people who let their kids out, especially when the home is not really a comfortable place or they don't have the luxuries of having somebody at home all the time because they need to go to work. And I've seen kids walk themselves from township primary schools like 5 kilometers walking home.
Even if it's comfortable. I loved getting sent to Checkers.
Mm.
As long as you know, you're not buying anything big, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got a backpack. I'm trying to think. Maybe Checkers was 4 or 5 kilometers away from home. Getting on my bike to go to Checkers, I love that.
Would you not say, sorry, Mfundo, would you not say that it's because of the likes of Mfundo who have now put the news out there? So now we're more aware of what is happening in the world versus when we were growing up?
Meaning, yes, it has been happening, but now we're probably reporting on it more frequently. Mm. And we're not, as conventional media, the only ones reporting, because now with social media, everybody can report on a missing child or whatever has happened in their own communities. So probably it has been happening, but there were just not enough platforms to shine the spotlight on the level of abuse of children, the kidnappings and all. And the part about Saul saying quite a lot of children are roaming the streets
still.
5 to 4, I've seen it as well.
Month end
when I take my kid's nanny to Diepsloot, I would see beautiful little 4-year-old girls, 5-year-olds, and I'm just thinking, Like, why is this child just going across the road? Where's the mother? But it is the reality that sometimes the spaces are so small, you'd rather have your children playing on the road, the boys playing soccer there, because they don't have these big backyards like everybody else. And we probably think it's a nuisance when they play on the road, but where can they play?
But even in the suburbs, I mean, now you saw the story in Brakpan, right? There was a car that was driven by a 12-year-old. And this 12-year-old accidentally ran over a 14-year-old.
Fatally. Tragic story.
And the father was saying he just parted ways with the 14-year-old, so I don't know what they were doing. Then he let him walk on the road by himself, then got hit by a car. You know, generally, even in suburbs, kids walk on the road. It's not a matter of not having a yard,
you know? They do. But I don't know. I think it's just that hypervigilance. We've just become hypervigilant.
Yeah. Let us know what your thoughts are. 086-000-0959. Are we being too strict? Or is it the times that dictates that parents must now act in the manner that they do today?
Guys, I think it's media, man. Media. Social media. Traditional media. We're too exposed to media.
You know what my theory is? It's that it's not that it's not safe. The same amount of crimes that were happening back then are happening now. It's just that now we have access to information. So now we know what's happening in Polokwane. Now we know what's happening in KZN. We know what's happening in America. But also, on top of access to information, people are actually reporting crimes more now. So I have a cousin that just disappeared. It was never reported. I don't think it was ever reported, but like, because he was old, and but now we have access to information.
So mina as in ukuzibuza like ukuthi abanye abazali bacabanga kanjani. 2 years back I was once in an incident whereby I bumped a 3-year-old. Luckily I wasn't driving that much. Yabona. So like yo, as there's nothing that infuriates me ngendaba yokuthi umntana uzosuka from a distance, you understand? Asuke maybe from the other extension azoza la sihlala khona, and then uthola ukuthi udlala lapho, and then all of a sudden we are Chinese, and then you ask yourself, what kind of parent allows umntana ukuthi adlale ngaphandle ngaleyo ndlela le? I know umntana bayahlupa, but like people need to understand ukuthi umntana uzalwe yibo. You understand? So yeah.
I disagree with so. It's not the same as when we were growing up, guys. I think the things were happening when we were growing up, just at a smaller scale. Now that we have access to the world, also the filth of the world has penetrated us. You get what I mean? I mean, think about it. Look at how easy it is to access porn. It wasn't very easy to access porn when we were growing up. You know what I mean? And it was taboo. And you can only access porn with somebody you know on a VHS, you know, type thing. So the access that we have now makes it more dangerous, because anybody can have that obsession with something that is just so filthy, and therefore puts a bigger danger at a bigger scale onto our kids.
I will agree with you on this, right? There certainly is more of a moral decay in society today. I don't know if maybe because I was young back then, but I also see it now that I'm older.
So I think kids are still traveling very far, especially during the holidays. And then so you see it over the weekends, but then it gets worse over the holidays, the school holidays. Like around, you know, the suburbs, on you know, on your way to Stanton Mall or whatever, you can see them. And they are asking for money. Some are dancing for the money or whatever. And I'm not talking about the 16-year-olds who dress in a uniform. I'm talking about banyani. And in turn, it's highly, you know, concerning, because it exposes them to so much danger. But I think it speaks to the fact that Bana don't have anywhere to play. They have nowhere to play and exercise creative freedom and, you know, creative thinking and all of those things that we had when we were growing up. And it's actually just terribly sad, to be honest.
So, Mina, as in the Uzbuza, like, you would see, abanye abazali bacabanga kanjani. 2 years back, I was once in an incident whereby I bumped a three.
We've heard this one.
No, Mina, I disagree, Nomfundo. It's not because a lot of people are just reporting on it now. It's because the times we live in has changed. There's a lot of things that have changed that used to happen, Dala, that don't happen now, or vice versa. Things like you could call, you could intervene in a couple's fight, and you know, now people don't intervene anymore because you intervene by akwaz. So similarly, things have changed. You cannot allow your kids to go 2 seconds away from you. It's a sad reality, but it happens. But there's also the flip coin of the times and the places, I mean, that we live in. Because like you're saying, then bayashayiswa, and it's a whole other argument, you know. But yeah, I agree. It's the times that we live in, and they dictate we need to be extra careful with these kids because, wow, whether you live in the burbs or not, kids get stolen, kids get go rough.
She raised a very good point in that back in the day, any adult could parent a kid. Doesn't matter what you're asking, you're warning any better. You'd parent the kid. You'd rather not get involved.
It's not like that now, even a luxury.
But mina ngeke iswele ingane abantu ngayazi ngeke.
Mina, I think it's because the platforms to report missing kids and everything that is happening has become more. And two, kids will always be kids. I've raised a son who is an introvert, and besale lokshin. Then we stayed with my sister's son, who is an extrovert. My son will be at home like the whole day in the house, but my son's sister would be out the whole day. You know, of course with worry, but we would know ukuthi uzobuya buyendlini, you know. Then when my son goes out with him, he'll be out for like an hour and a half max, and then uzobuya. So it's also about the type of kid that you have. They like being on the street. Whether you've got space in the yard for them to play or not, they just love being out there, you know? So we always say, ekhaya ukuthi laba kibomkaka, you know?
I actually think the main concern is mainly those of us who live in the suburbs, but when you go to the township, over the weekend, I went back home in KZN, and I would see ingano, all 4-year-olds, all ban, bias kolen, bias wokela, bias buyela, bakulegi, ngabangelo, wam, utamati, sitenon, gus, we. Jehovah.
Here's the thing. It's that when it comes to kids, I'd rather be safe than sorry, right? Because if you got that niggling feeling which you know I shouldn't allow this kid to roam freely by themselves unattended to, yeah, they may come back home and you may think, okay, I was wrong. But if something does happen, and the off chance that it does, you always blame yourself with I knew being inside.
You know, Caesar, it's actually scary when you see umntana ahamba yedwa with all these stories. I think the world has highlighted the bad so much, like the media has highlighted the bad so much that when, as a parent, mawubona umntana ahamba yedwa, you were like, oh, Nkosi yami uphi umzali wakhe. Because 5 minutes ago, you just heard ukuthi umntana otholwe kephi eshonile, mehambile nomngane wakhe, or ahambile ayobona umngane wakhe. I think we are cautious. And we are being cautious because we are scared. You know, immediate tools are guys. A shop is like 3 houses away from you. You're like, never mind, Assam. You know, so yeah, I think media also played a huge role in scaring us as adults. And the world has always been a cruel place, but the spotlight is on how cruel the world is now more than anything.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.